T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sid Hartman joins us this morning on WCCO. You can read his column 3 times a week in the Star Tribune. Hear him right here on CCO Radio. And, Sidney, let me ask you about last night's Minnesota Timberwolves NBA draft.
Well, it really surprised people. Nobody had him in a mock draft going to Georgia Tech guard Okwuegbuyi. He was taken in 1920. The Wolves hope Okwuegbuyi can be a version of Butler. He's born in Nigeria, and then he was raised east of Atlanta, and they think he has a great talent. And then they got that Ohio State guy in the second round, which was a big surprise. In my opinion, the Ohio State guy would be better than the first draft choice, but time will tell. They had a chance to trade up or trade down, and they didn't want to do it.
Well, the Ohio State guy was the Big Ten Player of the Year.
Yeah, he had a big, big day against the Gophers. Got about 20 points against the Gophers, and he was a Big Ten Player of the Year, and I think that was a big pick. I think he turned out to be better than the first draft choice.
Do you look for more deals from the Timberwolves in the coming weeks?
Pardon me?
Do you think the Wolves will make some moves with trades in the next few weeks?
Well, they got a lot of problems. They got to sign Butler. They got to sign Towns. I think they're going to have a lot of problems putting the team together. And we'll see what see. They have a big problem with the money deal. I hope they can keep him. There's a lot of talk of trading Wiggins. That might happen, but they got a lot of problems with their salary cap.
Tell us about the Twins versus Texas this weekend.
Well, they did pretty good. They won 4 of the last 6 games, beating Cleveland 2 out of 3, and beating Boston. Boston 2 out of 3. I never thought they'd beat Boston 2 out of 3, but they beat them. But yesterday, they had 2 of their best players hurt, and they didn't do very well. Couldn't get the people on base, and with the two best hitters on the bench.
Yeah, but Gibson pitched pretty well when he was in there. He can't catch a break.
Yeah, he pitched pretty good. He can't win games, but he don't get credit for wins, but he pitched pretty good yesterday, but the Boston pitcher was much better.
What else are you doing this weekend? What are you watching?
I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend. I'll be on the air with Chad at 2 o'clock and work on some interviews for this Sunday.
Okay, well, I look forward to hearing you today and Sunday, Sidney.
Thank you.
His column's in the Star Tribune 3 times a week. He's a Hall of Famer. He's Sid Hartman on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.